It's clean.
Ocean, salt water.
It's clean.
Sink below the blue-green waves and you enter a fertile marine environment inhabited by a vast array of life. Sharks, whales, salmon, and teeming schools of herring swim in these waters. Crabs, octopus, and shrimp live on the sea floor, a murky realm also inhabited by rockfish, cod, skates, and halibut. But the most important and abundant life forms in the sea are plankton, tiny free-floating plants and animals that form the basis of the food web for virtually all life in the ocean. Phytoplankton are plants, algae that make food from sunlight. Zooplankton are tiny animals. Some are single-celled, and others are larval forms of crabs, sea stars, and fish that eventually transform into free-swimming or seafloor-dwelling creatures. Zooplankton feed on each other, bacteria, phytoplankton, fish waste, and dead animals. Some plankton are phosphorescent and can make the water glow at night, especially when agitated by a boat wake or wave action.
Larger creatures dine on plankton, including copepods, which are tiny, incredibly abundant crustaceans. The copepods are eaten in turn by euphausiads, shrimp-like crustaceans often called krill. Copepods are also devoured by small fish such as herring, smelt, sticklebacks, and sand lance. Juvenile salmon, cod, hake, and pollock feed on the herring and krill. Giant humpback whales filter the tiny creatures from the water by the ton. Much of the life in the sea makes daily and seasonal migrations up and down through the water column. Zooplankton tend to be deeper by day than at night. Some animals, like sleeper sharks, hunt and swim in an oscillating pattern, ranging between the sea floor and the surface. Schools of herring form balls, large masses of thousands of fish. Salmon and marine mammals pursue these balls of herring. The seafloor can be rocky, sandy, or muddy. Corals, sponges, shellfish, sea pens, and other life grow on the bottom. Many seafloor dwellers feed on the rain of detritus, sinking plankton, dead animals, and waste that falls from above. Different conditions affect the fertility of the coastal waters, the salinity, depth, and temperature of the water, the season of the year, and the proximity to the open ocean, rivers, glaciers, and wetlands. Currents and upwelling mix water and create places that are especially productive, and these can be hot spots for fishing and wildlife watching.